focusing on the area of work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. So standing by for them to come into the studio. Again, looking at a chilly day today. Watch out for those wind chill factors. Pretty low for you, and certainly looking at keeping you on top of that throughout the day. Ten 46 in the morning. Check that. 10:47. Here we go. We do talk about great opportunities in our own backyard to advance inclusion and equity in our community. So this morning we hear from Jeremy Moore and Daryl Ross, co-founders of Equity Pack. Let me say hello to you, Jeremy Moore.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. As you take a sip, and hi to you. Welcome back, Daryl Ross.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, Mariano Avila. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Steve Chappell, take it away.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning to our listeners and our special guest. WGBU, as all public media stations do, serve the needs and interests of all residents in our community. And for WGBU, that's all of West Michigan and beyond. And toward that end, we work on special projects from now and then. We had the privilege of working with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation for a couple of years, focusing on inclusion and equity issues, trying to look at issues that would help to make it a more equitable environment for all of our residents. And toward that end, we have invited Equity Pack to be with us, Daryl Ross and Jeremy Moore. And I just have a lead question. What is the purpose of Equity Pack?
Well, thanks for having us. So the purpose of Equity Pack is, it started at the beginning of 2016, really when the City Commission, without talking to the community, voted to put 64 more rifles in the hands of Grand Rapids police, despite the fact that crime has been going down nationally and locally for the last 20 years. And we really, at that point, I think there was a group of leaders who founded the political action committee called Equity Pack because we were sick of going to the City Commission and honestly, local leaders with their hats in our hands saying, you should listen to us. And make decisions based on the concerns of the people and making sure that we're living in a more equitable community.
Yeah, and so in short, I mean, the short goal is to get equity-minded officials elected. We do that through making sure we are attacking equity policy, making sure we are behind the scenes and in front of the scenes on issues that are important to this community, such as policing, affordable housing, immigration. But ultimately, it is to get elected officials in office who have a equity framework and who triumph equity as much as they do other causes.
Mariano?
Well, so right now, one of the things that I understand that you're working on isn't specifically elected officials. It's just officials. So can you tell me a little bit about the process? I recently heard about it from Jeremy, and what it is that you guys are calling for.
Yeah, so as you may or may not know, the city has a strong manager situation. So that means that the executive, the city manager, who is not elected, he or she is hired, is a really important position, and it's probably one of the most important equity decisions that this community will make for quite a long time. And we haven't made one in a long time. I mean, the outgoing city manager.
Today's his last day.
Yeah, Greg Sundstrom. I mean, he's been in office for quite some time. And so this is a really important decision that's being made right now. And that's something that we've been paying attention to for a long time, because we feel like Grand Rapids is a city that's growing. It's also a city that has really serious issues when it comes to equity in terms of housing, in terms of policing, in terms of just about everything that you can think of. And we think that some of the solutions need to come from the outside of the city. We don't think that we're going to grow the solution from the problem. And so we think it's really important that we get a good slate of candidates out there for the community to engage that ultimately is going to lead this city.
So, Daryl, it was down to, I think, three, right?
And yeah.
So what at this point is the holdup that you're
And it's not really a holdup. I think ultimately Grand Rapids deserves a wide net and a national search. And quite honestly, a better pool of candidates. So this is not to create the situation where we have a long interim that circumvents the process, but this is about to say, hey, let's just pause it. This is a very important position. As Jeremy said, this position dictates everything from housing policy to policing policy to the equitable outcomes we're trying to get to. So we think a month or two pause to go get another batch of candidates, and that could be achieved in a lot of ways. It could be take the top one or two from this round and put it back with another batch. It's not unprecedented. We've stopped and slowed down hiring processes before. So again, this isn't to say this is this permanent stop. This is to say, hey, let's collectively regroup. Let's figure out a way to make the community more involved. Let's figure out a way to get a better candidate pool so we can get some great leadership in our city. We're an innovative city. We're the second largest city in Michigan, right? And, I mean, one of the finalists comes from somewhere with a population of $40,000, 50,000 people. I mean, we have more at-risk children in our community than the communities that they represent as a whole. I mean, and this is just too important to push through. So let's pause. Let's give it 3 to 6 months at most, and let's get it right.
Yeah, we're looking at, you know, people who are coming from places like Port Huron and Pontiac, and that in and of itself doesn't mean anything, mm-hmm. but I think some of the concerns that have been raised are, you know, can we look at candidates who are from places that we aspire to be, right. You know, like I think Grand Rapids deserves that, and mm-hmm. I think we're growing to the point where we need that kind of leadership that's going to take us to places that maybe we don't know how to get to, but they've come from places that they have gotten to those places.
So whose decision is it, and what is the response so far?
Ultimately, it's the City Commission's decision.
Because they're on to the second and final interviews.
They're on to the second and final interviews, and really the community. So I think the community should definitely come out Monday night, look at the candidates, urge your commissioner, if you're not impressed, to, hey, let's pause, let's get a better group of people. Again, it's not to down any individual candidate. This is to say this is too important of a decision, and we're too great of a city to compromise between candidates. Let's get out there and get the best of the best so we can become the best of the best.
And just to be clear, the city manager in some ways is the I guess, civil version of the mayor.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
this is
like the CEO of a $400 million right. You know, enterprise.
Right. And they are a full-time yeah. position versus the mayor, who is yes. a part-time position.
Right.
So for folks who didn't know that, our mayor is part-time. So, and same with our commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a pretty big decision. Yes. What can folks do? You mentioned go on Monday. Specifically, where should they go on Monday?
Wealthy Street Theater. I don't really know the time of the open house.
6 or 6:30. It's a Facebook event. You can look it mm-hmm. up. It's the city manager interviews on Facebook, Wealthy Theater on Monday evening.
And then contact your commissioner and let them know we deserve a better pool of candidates and that we want this expedited. Again, this is not a process in which we want to circumvent the whole process, right, and have a long-term interim. This is to say we're willing to have an interim for another 3 to 6 months to pause and get this right.
Yeah, it's important to say I think this is not an opportunity for city commissioners to play politics on this, for internal city staff to play politics on this either. And putting their own ambitions before the city's future. This is a really important decision. We need an expedited decision with really good candidates, with a really good facilitated process that the community can engage in.
All right, it's 10:55 in the morning, down to just a couple minutes, Mariano.
Is there anything else that you guys are working on outside of this right now that you would like people to know or to maybe get a preview of?
Yeah, so one of the biggest issues, and this has to do with the city manager piece, but also just overall something that we've been concerned about for a long time, is the policing issue here. And I think the city manager position will actually influence that pretty considerably, but it's also something that the city commission influences, is something that the people influence, and that's the fact that, you know, we don't have things like we know that there's issues, we see it across the board, and we can't really name one substantial thing right now that is being done to change the policing issue and the level of police violence that happens against people themselves. And so we recently put out a statement and some recommendations that looked at, you know, can we just have just a basic level of city data transparency that says, you know, when police are pulling people over, what's the demographics of those people that are being pulled over? You know, when they're drawing their weapons, who are they drawing their weapons against? We know the one time that we looked at this, like in traffic stops, that it showed that there was really serious bias that happened against people of color. Specifically, black folks are twice as likely to get pulled over, and Latino about 1.5, I believe, more likely. And so, you know, we need that level of transparency. We need a city that's willing to act on what they find as well. And so disciplining those officers that are biased. And also things like, you know, even simple as, like, can we have transparent collective bargaining? Can we just make that public? And so when it comes time to talk about discipline, that we know what kind of conversations are happening behind the scenes when it comes to actually putting those into contracts.
Final word. The open budget process.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry, Daryl. You said open?
Open budget process.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks. Find out more information where to continue this conversation with you?
EquityPacMI.com.
Okay. Thank you. Crucial week coming up. Mariano, Steve, details. Mariano, take me home. We talk again about this every week. Thanks to your leadership.
We talk about equity here on The Morning Show with Shelley Irwin, and we do this through Mutually Inclusive, some of the articles that we produce on equity, and also this segment. So we're very glad to be here, and thank you for having us.
Quite welcome, Jeremy Moore, Daryl Ross, again, co-founders of Equity Pack. Thanks, Steve Chappell, for you as WGVU grant writer, and of course, Mariano Avila. Happy Friday, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.